What are your thoughts on Comey's testimony and the president's response?
Well, I think that the testimony was serious, the questioning was serious, and the response was about as unserious as you could ever imagine. And it's important for the investigation to continue. I think there was nothing in the testimony yesterday that suggested that it shouldn't continue, and we'll just have to see where it goes. I mean, I was one of the people who called for a special counsel. I'm glad they appointed one. I'm glad that the committees are doing their work in the House and Senate. I don't think people should rush to judgment, and I think that at a time when our institutions are as under assault as they seem to be, it's very important for this investigation to proceed properly and with respect for everybody's rights and for the rule of law.
Senator, is it encouraging to you that even some of your Republican colleagues are really getting this kind of understanding as to how the president is?
I think that no matter how this proceeds, it can't appear to be, nor can it be, a partisan witch hunt. This is something that's going to require Republicans and Democrats to take seriously. And if people are hearing at home what I'm hearing in Colorado, I think they'll be inspired to come back to Washington and take it seriously. For people, this isn't a joke. It's not about politics. It's about how the country ought to run, the government ought to run. And I think people are going to get an opportunity this summer to be able to see the hearings and make a judgment about what they think ought to happen.
What are your thoughts on the so-called Sagebrush Rebellion and related proposals to deauthorize recently created national monuments?
I feel very strongly that Republicans and Democrats in Colorado in general agree that our public lands ought to be protected for the public, and that it's a legacy that we've inherited from our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, something we need to pass on to our kids and grandkids. So I'm very pleased to live in a state where, during the last administration, we were able to get not one but two national monuments, Chimney Rock and Browns Canyon, and the Hermosa Creek Watershed Bill, which was one of only five bills in two Congresses that contain wilderness area. I mean, we love our public lands in Colorado, and we'll protect them. The governor and I both have been very clear that we think Brown's Ears ought to be protected in Utah, and we'd be happy to take that part of Utah into Colorado. That's what it will take.
Are you talking about Bear's Ears?
Bear's Ears, sorry. Yeah, Browns Canyon, Bear's Ears.
What's your response to the Paris decision?
That was, of all the promises that the president made when he was running, that was the one that I thought he was most likely to break, and I turned out to be completely wrong about that. The reason was that this is far beyond politics, and we, the United States, helped lead every country in the world, except, I guess, for Nicaragua and Syria, into an agreement on climate, and I don't believe that it was an agreement that was going to weaken America's economy or Colorado's economy or the West Slope of Colorado's economy, for that matter. So I'm very disappointed to see him pull out of it, and I think that it suggests a view about carbon and climate and energy that is outside of the mainstream of American political thought.
Katie and Kay just spoke to Congressman Tipton about the rollback of Dodd-Frank that they voted on in the House on Thursday. Would you care to comment?
Well, there's a lot that's surprising these days, because, you know, there seems to be a willful suspension of disbelief about history. And in this context, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we had a set of synthetic bonds that were created to sell off, in theory, the risk of mortgages that probably shouldn't have ever been underwritten to begin with. And then in the name of, quote, freedom, which is the word they used in their bill, they repealed the Dodd-Frank yesterday. I don't think that's wise. I think it's very important for us to figure out how to better support community banks. I do think that there's some over-regulation of community banks that has cost them a lot and made it harder for them to compete with larger banks. I'd like to be focused there. Repealing Dodd-Frank is basically a large award for the biggest financial institutions in America. I have not heard anybody in my town hall say they think that's going to be interesting to see today what people have to say about that. And the bottom line is there's no way it's going to get through the Senate because it requires 60 votes there, and there aren't 60 votes to repeal Dodd-Frank. I am very open to the idea that there may be regulations that should be changed, that in some cases we may have overregulated. I'm perfectly open to that argument. That's a different argument than you should repeal Dodd-Frank. And, you know, it's one more thing that these guys are doing because in some ways there's a lot of sense that they just want to kind of be oppositional to Barack Obama. He's not actually president of the United States anymore, and I think we'd do well to get focused on where we are today rather than where we were.
Along that line, on the opposite end of it, what about Senator Warren's suggestion of reinstituting Glass-Steagall to at least get some control over banks?
I think the most important thing that we can do is make sure that capital requirements are sufficient to protect us from the kind of losses that we saw. There's no way that the American taxpayers should ever be asked to bail out financial institutions the way taxpayers were asked to do it again. And, you know, we lived through it. In theory, we learned from it. And that's why we have the capital requirements we do. If we're not smart enough to learn from those mistakes, we're obviously destined to repeat them. And I don't want to see that.
Senator, real fast.
We should get going.
Yeah.
Okay, get going.
Go ahead. Yeah, real fast. It seems like the New York Times and Washington Post are breaking scandals almost daily. Can you give your constituents kind of a sense of the tenure, maybe behind the doors, of what you and your colleagues are thinking about this president?
Yeah, sure. There's on the Republican side, there's a lot of concern because they can't predict day to day what he's going to do or what he's going to say. Even what he's going to say about them, which, as you can imagine, can be pretty uncomfortable if you have the job of representing people in the Republican Party in Washington. And I feel sorry for them. I think it's hard on them. I think that on the Democratic side, it's important for us to realize that the American people are not saying this is a time to ride him out on the rails. What they're saying is they want to know what the evidence is. They want to see what these investigations develop, and I think that's appropriate. And in the meantime, we should also be attending to the American people's business. And you may have noticed that the Congress has done virtually nothing since the election, and that's very disappointing because we've got a lot of issues from infrastructure to immigration to climate to the economy that we could be working on together.